Greetings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Carousel of Consciousness. This week we will be discussing comfort and discomfort. On this show, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. We're still waiting for Lori to get on the line. So, what is comfort? So, I don't want to get too far without Lori. What is comfort and discomfort? There is... Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Unmuted now. Hello.
Hey.
I did a little introduction to the show, and then I went silent for a minute. Silly me. I did the typical intro of we're Access Conscious. We do Access Consciousness in the Clearing Statement. Would you like to say anything about comfort?
Comfort. I can say that just by us bringing up this conversation, all these things are happening in both of our worlds that's going to create blowing out comfort. So I think it's just super fun and exciting. What if everything we bought that being comfortable keeps us safe and it keeps us in our security and keeps us, you know, we don't want to break out of our comfort zone because it's scary. What if it's totally the opposite of that? What if breaking out of your comfort zone is the most exhilarating, exciting, super fun, creative energy that we could, beyond what we can conceive? So anything that won't allow you to open the door or to begin to be curious of what's beyond the comfort zone, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine, church, boys, and beyond. It's just like, divergence, and there's the wall around the city, and there's always walls around the cities, and we're always warned, don't go beyond the walls. Even in the Truman Show, don't go beyond the wall. You know, it's not safe, it's scary. But what if it's, it's that. What if it's not scary, and what if it's the grand adventure?
Yes.
And what if it'll pay off way beyond, it would surprise the hell out of us how much it would pay off to go beyond our comfort zone.
Yes,
and everything that
definitely.
Everything that won't allow you to dip your toe in and everything that is, and anything will allow you to perceive, receive, know, do, and be, and start to play in the energy of beyond the comfort zone. Would you destroy it and create all that, please? Good, bad, right, wrong,
yeah.
Puck, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Yeah. We've been so entrained. And our couch potato comfort zone is, you know, like, oh, that's okay. I've lived my life. I've done this. I've raised my kids. I got the kids through college. I have my retirement. I'm done now. How much of a contribution? Yeah, what does that do for us? Nothing.
Yes, nothing. I wanted to mention that the inspiration for this show was a quote from Dr. Dane here from the facilitator's training that just ended in Florence, Italy. Comfort is an adherence to the smallness of this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And what expansive... What expansiveness are you denying with your addiction to comfort? And everything that is destroying, uncreated all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And then from Stephen Chutissa Bowman's book on conscious leadership, the comfort zone and the familiar way of being and doing is the familiar way of being and doing. The conscious leader, however, perceives change as expansive, fun, and a natural extension of vision and strategy. So where are you denying expansion by remaining in your comfort zone. And everything that is destroying and created all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
And, you know, this takes a little of the edge off because our comfort zone, it just has this whole ring of like, oh, shit, that's going to hurt. Oh, God, all those negative things to it. But this is a different energy. It's about this. I could just have more space in myself and more energy and more excitement, and that's what we're talking about. Not like the grueling of the have to go through the gauntlet of learning things and the gauntlet of the learning curve. What we're talking about here is the comfort zone of more space to be with yourself, more space, and the playing of more possibilities.
So what space are you denying by remaining in your comfort zone?
Oh, yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And where have you made space uncomfortable or a discomfort? Will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yeah, and the wrongness. Oh, no, I'm not going there. Yeah.
So right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. Both Lori and I partake in something called the Magic Club, and Julia has talked about where she's woken up in the middle of the night just in this, like she feels like she's almost dying because of all the space she's created in her life, and it's just so vacuous and large that she doesn't know what to do with it. So everywhere you're scared of getting to that place and you think space is a form of death, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. When in actuality, how I kind of see that spacious presence as a form of nothingness. So everywhere you've misappropriated the space of nothingness and the space of all that can come to you as death, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for you to accept that space as a place of possibilities,
yeah,
as opposed to a shutting down and everything that is destroying and created all right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. So everywhere you're uncomfortable with the space of possibilities, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And if you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing. Like, if you are just stuck in your own comfort, you're just stagnant. And that to me feels more like death than the space of possibilities or the space of all that is.
Yeah.
But
that's my
point of view.
No, I have definitely heard. No, I totally agree. There's an energy around there. This is a different way of looking at being uncomfortable, going down the comfort zone, because there's definitely this is not the first time I've heard this rodeo, but it does have this, like, angst to it, like, oh, fuck, I don't want to, even in the Kabbalah, if you're not, I've heard it lots of times, and we don't have to matter, it doesn't matter where the source came from, is that if you're not comfortable, if you're not pushing your comfort level, you're dying. But it's this angst, and it's like this massive struggle, and it's really, like, who wants to do that? It's not an appealing invitation, like, oh, I'm comfortable now, so now you need to dredge up, and I've done this in my life, oh, I'm comfortable, so now what drudgery can I dredge up to make myself uncomfortable so that I can grow consciously, and then yet I still stay stuck in the same thing. So this is a whole different aspect of it. It's the uncomfort of space.
Yeah.
And so everything that just brings up about dreading, like the battle, the struggle of being uncomfortable, would we destroy and uncreate all that that's been? Good, bad, right, wrong, talk, pod, online, church, boys, and down, and open a possibility to what could be fun, and being beyond the boundary of comfort can be like this fun super sweet adventure. And everything that is would be destroyed and created all.
Absolutely.
And the space of what if it's everything's opposite? What if the space of being uncomfortable is the space of miracles?
Yes.
That's cool.
Everything that is. But everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, destroying uncreated all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what have you made so vital and valuable about comfort? And you don't have to come up with an answer, just feel the energy of that. And are you willing to destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And how much have we been entrained to seek comfort?
Yes.
Will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I'd like to kind of expand on that one. I see, like, to have a life of leisure, and it's funny because one of my, the magazines I subscribe to, I was looking at it last night, and it's called Travel and Leisure, and just how, like, we're kind of entrained, like, retirement is going to be a leisurely time, when in actuality, to most people, that's not what retirement becomes. And, like, we're seeking a comfort in that. Like, I'm going to work my butt off my whole life so that I can have this comfortable, leisurely time at the end of my life. And everything that is making you seek that, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And how much have you used your comfort to hold you back from a life you find inconceivable? Oh. And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what have you made inconceivable about living outside of your comfort zone?
Yeah.
Everything that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Say that one again, because I'm starting to. Wait, do that one again, if you can remember.
No, it's written down. What have you made inconceivable about living outside of your comfort zone? And everything that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What have you made inconceivable about living outside of your comfort zone? And everything that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. How much have we been enslaved and entrained by our fears of seeking outside of the comfort zone?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that brings up, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And while we were just talking last night, you said, don't let money or fear run your life. And then you said, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
And also in Access, fear is a distractor implant. Like, we're programmed to become fearful of things that could expand our lives because something or someone at one point in time didn't want anybody to expand beyond the smallness of what they are. So we were implanted with fear, and that keeps us from pursuing things outside of our comfort zone. And everything that just brought up and all of the quantum constituents beneath all your fears and everything lying beneath that and beneath that and beneath that, destroy and uncreate it all and release it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And this goes back, I'm sorry, I'm reading over my notes. This goes back to a few minutes ago in the discussion. Are you willing to have the discomfort of space? And everything that doesn't allow you to be uncomfortable or have discomfort in the space of all that you truly be, in all of your infiniteness, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I just made myself start vortexing.
Yeah.
So, yay.
Yeah.
I have two more processes in my notes. Maybe we can talk a little bit more so, because we still have this 14 minutes to go.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit before we. yeah. I find this exciting, that it changes it. There's a level of courage, but I don't really like the idea of courage being what we've been in trained, that courage is the person on the front line. When in the old wars, where the first people on the front line, you know, they were going to be annihilated, like tough toenails, you're the first ones out. So, I mean, really, what does your being and body really want to be the first one to be annihilated? You know, like shot down and there was no chance. You know how the old English wars were, how we always siege, you're just lining up. Most of the movies and from our history, everyone's lined up facing each other. And how many times have we done that? I mean, whoa, yeah, all the energy. And how many times have we gone to battle and stood up for our point of view and gone to battle for our country because we were told to, and then, you know, just been wiped out? All of that, which creates everything that brings up, we destroy and create that, please. Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, online, trips, boys and beyond. Because that's not the getting out of our comfort zone that I'm referring to. This is about the space of your own being.
I'm not even sure if, like, those who were on the front line were getting out of their comfort zone, or, you know, they were just following orders from whoever was giving them orders.
Yeah, but...
Does that make
sense? Yeah, so that's not, there was a big energy.
And so everywhere we've misappropriated taking orders from someone as getting out of our comfort zone, will we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, hot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And then also go ahead.
Here, let me just finish. It's everywhere that we've misappropriated being courageous or pushing that front line. That's not everything that's been misaligned and misappropriated. Would we destroy and uncreate that? Where courage is misapplied as getting out of the comfort zone. Everything that is, would we destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. There we go. Okay, go ahead.
Something that I come up with or come up against a lot when working through some of this stuff is, I've spent many lifetimes, for those of you who don't believe in reincarnation, whatever, I'm not going to get too much into that, but I've spent many lifetimes as a rebel, we'll just say, and for speaking out against what speaking up and out about what I do believe in, there have been many lifetimes that I have been killed or captured, tortured, what have you. So anything that could be coming up for anyone listening to this in now or in the future about, you know, being uncomfortable means death, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, first boys and beyond. And where being all of you means death, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And we live in a time now where there are certain people do get killed for creating certain things, but is that really something you want to hold you back? I mean, is death the worst thing that could happen, or is it just a gateway to the next adventure? And I'm in no way speaking, if you are not in enjoyment of your life, I am in no way saying you should end it, just or even seek ending it. Just, is death something you should be afraid of?
Well, and here's the comfort zone of death. What if death wasn't, here's just a random thought, what if death itself was a lie?
Yes, because it's really just the death of the vessel you're in, because you are an infinite being, and that's why we reincarnate, is because to re-express our infiniteness. That's why we seek a new body. Once we do die,
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Go ahead. Oh, I was done.
Oh, were you done? Someone had a, I heard something that kind of rang with me. It's reincarnation, because even reincarnation has it that you're, like, you go to the next life. There could be all sorts of reincarnations. You could pop into every, what if we're not just, what if reincarnate, everything we bought into what reincarnation is, could we destroy it and create, please? Oh, and all the comfort zone there is in being reincarnated. Like, you know, okay, I don't have to do it this time. Oh, I'll come back. That's quite a, that's an easy cop-out excuse. Eh, well, if I don't get it this time, if I don't do, then I can reincarnate. But so everything that brings up, and all the comfort and ease around that, which are actually lies, we destroy and create that, please.
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, talk about all the interests, boys and beyonds. And what if it's really more of you're just cruising along with your consciousness and you bring all your points of view with you? You bring your own consciousness. Wherever you are, there you, wherever you go, there you are. And what if all that is just a whole ton of ego and everything is just a massive amount of points of view that you carry from point to point?
Yeah.
And so everything that brings up, I think that's just an interest, that's just an interesting way of looking at it. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all mine. I mean, that is good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all mine, interest, boys and girls. Because if you can read about all the points of view and everyone else's points of view, how much more fun would it be to play in the beyond the comfort zone? And we're comfortable in all our points of view. We're comfortable, like, oh, okay, I like, it's morning, I like my cup of coffee. Eh, it's morning, I'll have a bagel. What if it would be more fun to be spontaneous? Well, what does this moment require? What's the possibility here? What would my body really like to eat now? That's just a simplistic way of looking at it, of getting out of the comfort zone, like, what would I enjoy today? How much more fun would I have if I ate a steak this morning or went vegetarian today? Anyway, I'm just getting into all, it's starting to go into how can we, our points of view create our comfort zone. So everything that is, willing to destroy and uncreate, good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all the interests, wasn't young. And sorry if I'm starting to babble.
Sorry,
go ahead. Yeah. Do we have any jokes?
Not off the top of my head. I'm too much space to come up with a joke right now.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. I have two more processes left.
Okay.
Everywhere you have decided you are going to fuck it up, if you do any more of what you actually start going out up. Everywhere you decided you are going to fuck it up, if you do any more of, if you actually start going outside of your comfort zone and creating anything, will you destroy and uncreate all of that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what have you made so vital about this reality you have chosen that keeps you from seeking comfort of the reality that does not require being the nine trannies as your reality? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Oh, and everywhere that you're afraid to go beyond and have been entrained and implanted to not go beyond this reality into the symphony of possibilities, of the choice of possibilities, of the of your own being, of the space of your own being, beyond judgment, would you destroy and create all that, please?
Yes.
Did that right around Papado Lynn Church Boys again. So would you be willing to open the door into beyond this reality's definition, structure, linearity, concentricities, form of what comfort is? Would you be willing to destroy it and create all that? And move into the symphony of possibilities, the reality of trannies, nine trannies, and beyond that.
Yeah.
Allow that distorted and created all, please. Good, bad, right, wrong. Pot all nine shows, boys and beyonds.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think I'm done.
Yeah, me too. We're done. And so grateful. So grateful. And Danielle can be found in the Traverse City area of Michigan.
Someday.
And yeah. When she comes back. And I can be found in the Denver area. And in the, just to do a plug, the an amazing facilitator named Ann Maxwell is coming to Denver at the end of April. And she has an enormous capacity with children. And she will be doing the rewrite of the foundation class, which is they rewrite every year, so it's hot off the presses, and there's so much energy changing with the facilitators and everything going on. So it's your chance to start creating your life. Just like tax season is over, you can start anew and start by your base and foundation.
Tax season's over?
Well, by the time Anne comes to...
You scared the shit
Denver.
Out of me. I still have to do my taxes.
No, Anne comes to Denver the end of April, and that'll be when the tax season is over.
And I will be semi-hosting Miss Julia Sotis in the Ann Arbor area with my friend Kim. And that will be happening the end of June. I believe it starts June 23rd, but I'm really, really bad with dates. And also... Lori and I have an exciting adventure coming up in the end of May. We haven't set any dates yet, but she and I will be doing a tour of consciousness across the Gold Coast of Michigan.
That's good.
At the end of May. We haven't set dates yet, but more to come. Watch our blog and our Facebook page for more information on both of those. We love everybody listening in the present and the future. My website is DanielleClaudia.com. And Lori's website is www.living-in-magic.com. And check us out on the Facey Space, facebook.com/carouselofconsciousness. We love you all, Tool.
Thank you. Bye.